After a quiet and a beautiful summer weekend, our sixth rain-free weekend in a row, as a matter of fact, we've seen a return to hotter, more humid weather today, along with the threat of strong to severe thunderstorms. In fact, today will mark the beginning of what looks to be a rather active few days around the region, with the chance of severe weather both today, tomorrow, and perhaps even on Wednesday. The Storm Prediction Center has placed our entire region under the slight risk category, expanding it to include the entire region. Late in the morning hours, as strong to severe thunderstorms are expected in the region as we head into the late afternoon and evening hours. Dew points are on the rise back into the middle and upper 60s, which will make for a noticeably more humid feel to the air. The air mass in place across the region becoming increasingly unstable this afternoon as a disturbance makes its way across. The main threat will be damaging wind gusts with strengthening unidirectional winds, which indicate bowing line segments can develop. Any storms could be accompanied by torrential rain, and there's also a threat for a tornado forming. More on that in just a minute. The showers and storms will die down overnight, but it looks as if we'll see a repeat performance both Tuesday afternoon and evening, and perhaps again on Wednesday with quieter weather returning on Thursday and Friday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from portions of the Central Plains and Upper Midwest to the Ohio Valley and all the way up into western New England. Severe thunderstorms producing large hail, damaging winds, and a few tornadoes are expected from portions of the Central Plains and Upper Mississippi Valley eastward across the Ohio Valley and into New York and New England. Severe storms will likely be concentrated mostly across portions of eastern Nebraska, southeastern Iowa, northeast Kansas, and northern Missouri. Low-level convergence and uplift along existing convective outflows, lake breeze fronts, and eventually the cold front that will move across the region should lead to a gradual increase in thunderstorms this afternoon amidst the steadily strengthening west-southwesterly deep-layer wind field. Sufficient vertical shear will exist for organized line segments and bowing structures, perhaps even supercells, with the primary hazard being damaging winds. The greatest risk of a tornado or two may materialize this afternoon across upstate New York, where the strongest low-level shear will be focused. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly sunny with a high near 90, southwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. In Boston, mostly sunny with a high near 90, breezy with a southwest wind from 15 to 20 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms, some could produce heavy rain, highs in the middle 70s, southwest wind 20 to 25 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 97 set in 1988. Normal minimum temperature is 61 degrees with a record of 44 set in 1979. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall. Highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in the evening, then partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds, large hail, and heavy rainfall during the evening. It'll be humid with lows in the upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, for the rest of today, we'll have showers and thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall this afternoon. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers, chance of thunderstorms as well. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall in the evening. Humid with lows in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown. For the rest of today, showers and thunderstorms likely. Some may produce gusty winds, large hail, and heavy rainfall. Highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in the evening, then partly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms after midnight. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds, large hail, and heavy rain during the evening. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington. For the rest of today, showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Some may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall. Highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall during the evening. Humid with lows in the mid-60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, for the rest of today, showers and thunderstorms likely. Some storms may produce gusty winds, heavy rainfall, and large hail. Highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely in the evening, then partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and showers after midnight. Some storms may produce gusty winds and heavy rainfall during the evening. Humid with lows in the upper 60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, a chance of showers and storms, temperatures in the mid-80s. Wednesday, a chance of showers and storms, temperatures in the low and mid-80s. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. And Saturday, a chance of afternoon showers and storms, temperatures in the low 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.